This is the news in brief from the United Nations. An immediate ceasefire is needed in Syria to prevent the spread of COVID-19, top UN negotiator for Syria Geir Pedersen said on Tuesday in a recording made on his laptop computer to respect social distancing restrictions relating to the virus. Mr. Pedersen said that Syrians are acutely vulnerable to COVID-19.
Healthcare facilities have been destroyed or are degraded. There is a shortage of key medical equipment and health professionals. Internally displaced persons and refugees, as well as detainees and abductees, are living in conditions that are especially dangerous. I have real concerns for the impact on Syrian women, who are already at the forefront of existing health and community support systems. This common threat knows no boundaries. It does not discriminate. It does not care whether you live in areas controlled by the Syrian government or other areas. It endangers all Syrians.
The UN envoy's statement follows UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres's appeal on Monday for a global ceasefire in a bid to focus on a common enemy, the new coronavirus. The UN envoy also reiterated his willingness to work with all warring parties to ensure that the truce holds, while also appealing for the large-scale release of detainees and abductees and immediate access for humanitarian organizations to all detention facilities. The development comes as the World Health Organization reported more than 335,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and over 14,500 fatalities. Staying with the virus, UN transport experts have warned that uncoordinated border control measures taken to stop transmission risks causing huge delays in delivering vital food, medicine and fuel to many countries. John Rodriguez from the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, or UNECE, said that the patchwork of measures is making it increasingly difficult to keep road transport supply chains open.
What we're seeing is that a huge amount of countries have imposed transport restrictions both for passengers and for goods over the last weeks. And well, some of those are perfectly understandable in order to protect the population and to limit the spread of the virus. What we're saying is that they should be limited to the maximum extent possible to allow for the normal flow of goods, especially for goods which are absolutely indispensable, like food and medical supplies.
To help transport operators and help keep supply chains working as smoothly as possible, UNECE has launched an online COVID-19 border crossings observatory. It provides up-to-date information on border crossing restrictions worldwide in conjunction with national customs focal points, the International Road Transport Union, the transport sector and the European Commission. Finally, to Geneva, where the head of the UN there has called for greater international cooperation to combat the coronavirus threat. Speaking from the Palais des Nations in the Swiss city, Tatiana Valavaya insisted that the pandemic had shown us that without global togetherness, we cannot fight coronavirus or any other global challenges. Mrs. Valavaya also said that COVID-19 was even more urgent than the climate crisis.
It shows that what can happen not in 5 years or 10 years, but tomorrow, if we are not working together. I think one of the lessons of all the crisis is that we do have multilateral institutions, but sometimes we do not provide them with enough possibility to find the response. And I think that's exactly the lesson of this situation as well. We have to listen more to our multilateral institutions. We have to have more multilateral response, because national responses, unfortunately, in this global world are no longer effective.
Responding to concerns that self-interest and xenophobia have characterized the response of some countries to the pandemic, the senior UN official insisted that key UN values mattered most, not least respect for human rights, solidarity, and fighting nationalism and populism. Daniel Johnson, UN News.